Spiritual and Totem Insights for the Day, December 15th, 2016, Grandmother Spider. Today, Grandmother Spider steps in, telling us all to be cognitive of what we weave in our lives. Make sure that things are clear with purpose towards the positives we need to keep our sacred hoops balanced. Make sure that the threads of connections to the people in our lives are healthy ones that reinforce good things, things that share love and joy, reinforcing and making our hoops stronger. Make sure not to reinforce the negatives of others and that of the world we live in. Seek ways to influence these things in positive manners in order to enable change for the better of self and others. Simply pointing out what is wrong and not providing options for improvement or repair is not walking on a path that will lead the way for others to walk with integrity and for the highest good. Spider also whispers to each of us to be careful and not to get caught in the webs of shadow and greed and negativity. And when this occurs, it's time to release and begin anew. Do not stay trapped, for you are in charge of your own reality. It is up to you to take charge and move it in the right direction. That we must create our own path in life and learn to be part of a whole as we walk with the human. For all things are connected. We are all one. The webs of our life are all connected to the web of all that is. Grandmother Spider shares with us, our individual webs are made up of stories, beliefs, and our emotions that make their way out to the universe. Listen to the word story. For to store within ourselves is a function of that story. If we believe the stories we tell ourselves, our very core within our souls will vibrate in that belief. And create your web from that vibration. The universe will support our stories just to prove to us that we are all creators. So step wisely, spin positives, and create a strong sacred hoop. So the question today is simple. What have we decided to create? Some human stories have served you, Grandmother Spider shares, and others have not. It is now time to clear your webs of those stories that have not. And when you do so, you make space for the new stories, ones that will reflect your true nature, your soul's light, and your connection to all that is. I am Bear Medicine Walker, and I am dedicated to educating and sharing the lessons, teachings, and culture that I have been taught by my elders and journey with the world. It is not enough merely to learn the way of our elders. We must honor those traditions by sharing and educating the world around us, inspiring others, inspiring our youth through the music, the arts, and the stories. So join me as I continue the Sacred Hoop Project throughout this year, 2016, the Year of Truths. Music is provided by Chris Free and is available on iTunes and at www.chrisfree.com and is played as part of the Wolf and the Bear Network.